But what a lovely way of saying how much you love me.
Think about our house right now. We just went grocery shopping today. We technically do not need to leave this house for at least 2 weeks.
Right.
We have enough stuff in the house. You might need to get eggs or the creamer for your coffee, but and maybe orange juice. But everything else, we've got plenty.
Or a pregnancy test.
Well, honey, I'm getting big enough as it is.
You're having my baby.
I am not.
That was a Paul Anka song from the mid-70s.
I aborted that baby this morning in the shower. I told you that. Excuse me. Now,
if any listener recognizes that song, please let us know.
Oh, of course they do. I've got lots of people who are my age or older.
Have my baby.
My age or older, big fatty. But
she's a woman in love and she loves what it's doing to her.
Now, you're singing that song, but I want to show you. Did you see what I posted on Facebook?
You're pregnant?
No. Stop with the pregnancy stuff.
Yeah, you're having my baby.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I aborted Big Fatty this morning in the shower.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3259 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 4th. Of August 2020, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all are going to tell you about my day, play some voice letters and some sensei. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, podcast listeners, you've still got time. It's not too late.
That's right, it's not too late.
Help your BFO. Send us your best ideas for ruination, de-lurking, fibering, and don't forget bacon. Answer the BFO census. Remember, all your answers will be played or read on the air. Hey, Conscience, is it too late?
What happened? It's not too late.
And it's not too late for Mexicans either.
Fuck him. Fuck him, the asshole.
We're counting on you.
Oh, fuck you too.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's the darling children.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. It's too late. It's too late. Yes, Big Fatty, too damn late to answer the census, y'all. but a big thank you. I just wanted to take a moment here at the start of the little show to thank Dells in Dallas. This music was made up back in 2012, and Dells in Dallas and made the music for me, and Pat Geick Rhymes with Dyke, who used to be on Don't Quit Your Day Job. Big Fatty, did he quit his day job? I don't know. He came up with the vocals, and the old gal, and Nessa, and it seems like there was somebody else that helped with that also.
Yes, Big Fatty, it was me reminding the Mexicans. Oh, yes, that's right. And also, there was one version that had a Big Ricky in it, too. But anyway, and y'all, one last thank you. Two last thank yous. Miss La Lauren, y'all, she came up with most of the artwork for the census that you've seen all during the month of July. And, y'all, if you didn't go to the BFO and look at the artwork, get your ass over there and look at it, because she worked very hard on that, and I couldn't be tickled any pinker. Big Fatty Volga! And also, I want to thank the 115 folks that did participate in the census, and, y'all, you'll be hearing their answers until the cows come home.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, too. I say Tuesday, the 4th of August. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, it is the first time I have mentioned this celebration of exiting the birth canal on the little show. Because, y'all, this time last year, I didn't know this person.
Didn't know him. Didn't know him from Adam. How about from Daniel Biba? Huh? Well, you said Adam. I figured maybe you knew him from... Never mind. y'all met her at the Pride 48 Nolan's event last year. And y'all, I gotta say... I'm always appreciative to folks that come for the first time to a Pride 48 live event, because y'all, there are a lot of big personalities there, and sometimes it can be very, very overwhelming, but y'all, it wasn't for her, because y'all, she may have been small in stature, but big in personality. Of course, y'all, I'm talking about Amy. Big man, we love Amy, who came with my youngest daughter, Nessa, last year to the Pride 48, and y'all, I think everybody absolutely fell in love with her, and y'all, I don't think I saw her without a smile on her face the whole time. Big fetish, because she had a lot of cocktails. Well, that may have been it, but anyway, y'all, if you see Amy, I think she's pocket size Amy or something like that on the 20 or the face, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope she gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Soon it's gonna rain, I can see it. Soon it's gonna rain, I can tell.
Yeah, guess it, y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, y'all, it's all been about Hurricane Isaias. And so, y'all, I had me some supper. I don't remember what I had. Oh, yeah, I had a garden salad. Some sort of meat. I don't remember what it was. Oh yeah, it was the leftover brisket. And y'all, I went out for a nipple walk, because it was relatively, I won't say it was cool, because it wasn't, but the humidity was real high, but there was a breeze blowing, and I ended up walking up around the circle, and ended up with about 8,000 steps, which was not bad. It was 8,000 more than I had before I went walking, and y'all, then I came back, and y'all, I secured my trash can and recycling bin and everything. And then, of course, you know, the main thing you got to do when you're preparing for a hurricane is to set the ferns out on the walk, so they get the free watering. Yes, Big Fatty. And then Sunday night, I just watched some sports ball. Young Nicholas stopped by. He stopped by, and we had a wine delivery, and a case of Moose Pea wine. Yes, Big Fatty. And what else did I do? Watched the sports ball, and I played the Candy Crush, then I would switch over to the Weather Channel, you know, TWC, as they call it, excuse me, TWC, and, you know, they had a local on the eights. Big Fatty, local on the eights! And it was a okay night, and y'all had trouble going to sleep, anyway, but I slept pretty well once I did go to sleep, and Then I got up on Monday morning, and I, what did I do then? Oh, y'all, I had my brufkas and coffee and did my Sudoku. And y'all, then I have a rug. I have a little kind of a small carpet, accent carpet on the back porch and the front porch of the villa. And y'all, I brought them in, and I brought the cushions in off the veranda on a Sunday night, but I didn't want those rugs to get wet and all that kind of stuff. And, y'all, then I have taken my shower, and I have just y'all, I've just stepped outside every now and then to check the weather. Y'all, it didn't start raining in Charleston until it started drizzling about, I don't know, it was probably about 10 o'clock. Monday morning, y'all. I woke up in the middle of the night and I had an urgent e-letter from Miss Beaver, and she says, "Oh, are you okay? I'm worried sick. The little show is late. Is everything okay?" And y'all, the little show downloaded for me right on time, but I sent a comforting message to Miss Kimber. Beaver saying everything was just fine. And y'all, as I'm recording this, the heaviest part of the rain, I mean, there hadn't really been, the wind just started to blow a little bit a few minutes ago. It's, y'all, and it's almost 4 o'clock in the afternoon as I record this, but I think we're just gonna get rain. And you know, if I was in a place where it flooded, you know, that might be a problem, but I don't see that. And the wind, I think the wind's gonna be blowing about 25 miles an hour and gusting up to 45 or something like that. But, y'all, all in all, I think I'll be just fine. And if you don't hear from me Wednesday, it was nice knowing you. Yes, Big Freddy. Y'all, today's census is from Guy in Denver. He says, yes, I live in Denver, which is elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. He's been listening for forever, but he still enjoys it, Big Fatty. His favorite part is the Gentleman Caller Report, and he thinks I ought to have more drunky cast, and he loves hearing about my escapades. He has called the voice letter number, but has never been to a Pride 48 event, but has utilized a special chair, and he said that while in the Bed Bath & Beyond, while Christmas shopping a few years ago, he shat himself. It was vile as it ran down his leg into his socks, and he had to throw his underwear and socks in the trash and stealthily clean up the mess and quietly exit the toilet. Big Fatty! And y'all, before we move the show forward, let's see, what have I got here? Oh, Randy in the Penis Slivania says, Big Fatty, I must amend my census submission. Last two, I say Tuesday, I shat myself. I thought it was a fart, but quickly found out it was not. Luckily, I was a few feet from the potty room. Happy for Randy. Yeah, Randy. Well, Randy, congratulations on shutting yourself. Y'all, and Princess Hana sent me something. Let me just see if I can find it here real quick. Y'all, I don't remember. But it says something like, here it is right here. I'm looking at it. It says, when things seem especially rough, just ask yourself, did I shit my pants today? And if the answer is no, well, then you're doing all right. Big Fatty, many a day you don't do all right, do ya? Ho-ho!
Ooh, 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 ooh.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Vinny, a little slow coming in on that. Need to tighten that up.
Hey, Fart Bacon, I got a bone to pick with all you Fitbitters who are talking about how you, I can only get 3,000 Fitbits in because I can't go walk around the block. You know what? Turn on some of your favorite jams and just dance around the house. Move your body. I tell you what, you move your body and you're going to find that you're actually getting your heart rate up and you might actually see some results on the scale. So I'm talking to you, Archer Radio, and you, Fart Pants, and anybody else who says that they can't move. I got to tell you, when I was addicted to the Fitbit, I probably got at least a third of my Fitbits from moving in place.
Derek, I say y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And excellent, excellent call. And I don't just sit around on the sofa, on the settee. I get up and I walk around and everything. It's just I don't have my phone with me, so it's not counting my steps and all for any of that, but I probably get several thousand steps a day with just a, yes, Big Fatty, you just was sundowning and walking around the villa.
Oh, Big Fatty, hi. Long time. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
In the jalopy. I am just leaving the Target here in the North Charleston. I was at home enjoying some quiet time, and by some quiet time, I mean like 5 minutes of peace and quiet, and realized I was out of food for Bugaboo and Bugabet. Well, the good stuff, anyway. They don't like the crunchy stuff. They're quite particular, so even though we got off work a couple hours early so they could disinfect, I've had to leave and go back out. Somehow it's 6:20-ish, and it feels like it's 3 in the morning. But anyway, neither here nor there. Not because it's not 103 degrees, according to the car. But anyway, so yeah, I was just calling to see when you wanted to do the LFC. If people didn't know, we're going to do that again. But Big Fatty's really been the holdup. So, I mean, I'd like to do it, but I just can't get him interested. So, all right, well, got to run. No Miss Shirley sightings. It was all very quiet and low-key. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, even though you're spreading false accusations. Y'all, I forgot to tell you, Sunday night also, old Vader and I, y'all, we recorded the most recent episode of the LFC. Y'all, you can subscribe to that by going to THELFC.online. Online? Yes, Big Fatty. And it's just silliness. It is just silliness. But that'll be coming out today, too. I say Tuesday, Big Fatty. And anyway, and y'all, we're going to put that out on every Tuesday, I think. So there you have it. Dick, I said, y'all, I just stuck my head outside the villa, and Dick, I see, y'all, it's just a slow, steady rain right now, and the moss in the trees is blowing a little bit, but that's all there is to it. So anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely two, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, I guess I'll be spending my time on today putting the plants back up. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer, and Archer, to prepare for the hurricane that's heading your way, what do you plan to do?
I aborted Big Fatty this morning in the shower.
Big Fatty, it's so nice that he's thinking of you while he's in the shower.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.